Well, let's talk at 7:15 with Stuart Nash, the Minister of Police. Morena, good morning. How would you describe what happened in Parliament yesterday?
Absolutely fantastic. Game-changing. New Zealand will be a safer place once this is implemented and once we get these guns out of our communities. Look, I'm under no illusion. It's not going to happen overnight, but this is the start.
Gun owners now have 5 months to hand in their weapons on the buyback.
So what the law says is the amnesty will finish on the 30th of September, but we've also included something in there called an order and ability to change that date by order in council. So if we feel we have to move that out, we can do that.
Do you think gun owners who have these kinds of weapons are with you on this and will cooperate?
Well, let's hope. I like to think that the vast majority of Kiwis are good law-abiding citizens. And both the Prime Minister and myself have made this very clear that we're not penalising these gun owners. We have changed the law, and as a consequence of that, they are now holding something which is illegal. And we've changed the penalties, we've substantially increased them. So now if someone's in possession of one of these illegal weapons, well, certainly after the amnesty, they'll face up to 5 years in jail. And we think that's a pretty significant deterrent. But I suspect the vast majority of Kiwis who own one of these weapons will go, okay, let's start the process of handing these weapons in and getting our money back.
So what if they don't, though? Do you anticipate that after September, police, for example, would be able to search a building, a home, if these sorts of guns are thought to be there?
Yeah, if they have reasonable cause. But there are other things we can do. For example, gun dealers have to hold 5 years' worth of data. We can take a look at their records and we can determine where guns have been sold, who they've been sold to, and we can follow through on that. Also keeping in mind that every single MSSA or military style semi-automatic weapon actually had to be registered. And we know there's about 14,000 of those, so we can go through the register of those and make sure that every single one of those has been handed in.
So if you get to the point that you match up who's handed in, who's been part of the buyback with this particular register, are you then going to start raiding people's homes?
I don't think we're going to start raiding people's homes immediately. You know, what we do want to do is take an educational approach to this and work in partnership with the gun owner community. You know, I've been very clear that I would like this process to increase the trust and confidence of police with not only our communities, but the gun owning community.
But clearly you're not in a position where you can actually rule out prosecutions.
No, we're not in a position that we can rule out prosecutions in any way, shape or form. But, you know, there will be more information today on a police education campaign. And we think that the amount of time we will have given, or we are going to give gun owners to actually hand in their weapon is sufficient for people to do the right thing. But after 6 months, if they haven't done the right thing, then I certainly can't rule out prosecutions at all.
Stuart Nash, Minister of Police, thank you very much.